Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
I'm so excited to kick off this three-video series that I'm calling What It Takes to Be the Best Restaurant. Here's part one. Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com, restaurantprofitandperformance.com, as well as clickbacon.com. And this is the first video in a three-part video series, What It Takes to Be the Best Restaurant. And here in part one, those of you who've been following me for a while and watching a lot of my videos and maybe own some of my training programs are going to be a little familiar with this concept of good, great, excellent, and the best. Now, you might have heard me often say mastery, the best and mastery. Those two words to me are sort of combined together. They become one. They're the same. But if you've never heard this before, or even if you have, here's a great refresher for you of what it takes to be the best at anything, but really what it takes to be the best restaurant. And here's an unfortunate truth. We live in an economy that I like to call the expectation economy. And in this expectation economy, your customer has the highest expectations they have ever had. Not only are their expectations set high as far as quality, service, standards, decor, all of that, but they're also, we are also the laziest we've ever been. We're working harder than we've ever worked. We're busier than we've ever been. So you combine these high expectations with all of these demands, and it's really, really hard to please a customer in today's economy. So unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that you, me, all of us are being rewarded one step below our effort or our product. And what I mean by that is if you run a good restaurant, I'm talking a good restaurant, solid staff, solid food, solid business, right? You're an all-around good restaurant, you're likely getting poor results. Poor results in the way of freedom, poor results in the way of the stress level you're carrying, poor results in the way of the money that you're taking home or the money you're paying yourself or your staff, right? You're not being rewarded at the level of effort and the level of execution that is being achieved. That's just the market that we live in, and it's a sad truth, but it's true. If you were a good restaurant 10 years ago, you were getting better results than you are today for being the exact same good restaurant. So if you want good results, you have to be a great restaurant because we get rewarded one step below, right? So great restaurants are getting good results. Excellent restaurants get great results, right? There's a few of those restaurants in our communities that are, we know they're excellent. They're excellent at what they do. They have excellent locations. They have excellent decor. They have excellent staff. They have excellent menus, excellent pricing, but even they are getting rewarded with just great results. Now, great may be good enough for you, but if you want the best, if you want it all, if you want to have everything you've ever dreamed of, you have to be the best. And there's only room for one, maybe two in every community to be the best at something. So in this first video today, I just wanted to sort of open up your eyes to the unfortunate realities of the expectation economy that we live in, of how you're being rewarded one step below your effort or your results. And just start thinking about this idea of, you know what, maybe we are a really excellent restaurant, but that's why we're only getting good results. Or maybe we're just a good restaurant and that's why we're getting poor results right now. And in the next video, next week in part two of What It Takes to Be the Best Restaurant, I'm going to share with you the four strategies that you could choose to deploy in your restaurant to become the best. There's only four strategies. There's only four ways to do it. And the reality is that most restaurants are going to be really good. They're going to pick one of these strategies and be the best at that strategy. And that is going to accelerate their restaurant to be the best in the area or the neighborhood or the locale or whatever it is for you. But again, there's only four strategies and it's going to be really hard for you to work on two of them or three of them at the same time. You really only need to be the best at one to make your restaurant the best. I'm going to share what those are with you next week. I hope you enjoyed this week's video. And again, I look forward to bringing you next week's about those four strategies to be the best restaurant. Have a great day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.